Okay, so where we are will be Section C, Topic 1 on the Wanderer Notes, which is Wanderers and ET Confederation or Orion. Basically, Wanderer's contact with higher dimensional beings, and we'll go through all of the sections, first being Wanderer's and Confederation contact, examples of awakening, Wanderer's and Orion contact, Orion abduction and contacts, negative Wanderer's, and assessing ET contact, and then we'll get into higher density evolution in terms of work in consciousness in fourth and fifth density, which is really interesting. And as far as we can get through the PDF. The PDF goes to page 12, and we're right in the beginning of page 8. So we'll go as far as we can, and first we'll deal with contact experiences for Wanderers, which, you know, is different than public or general person contact experiences. So let's go into the PDF. We're on page 8. Section is Wanderers and ET Confederation, Orion. Section 1 is Wanderers and Confederation Contact, page 8. Ross says, the methods used to awaken Wanderers are varied. The center of each approach is an entrance into the conscious and subconscious in such a way as to avoid causing fear and to maximize the potential for an understandable subjective experience which has meaning for the entity. Many such occur in sleep, others in the midst of many activities during waking hours. The approach is flexible. It does not necessarily include close encounters. The subjective expectations of entities cause the nature and the detail of the thought form experience offered by Confederation thought form entities. If the wanderer expects a physical examination, it will be experienced with as little distortion towards alarm or discomfort as allowable by the nature of the expectations of the subconscious, meaning the wanderer's subconscious. Confederation craft contact is generally thought form. Wanderer Confederation landed craft contact is rare. I'll explain all this. Confederation thought form experiences are subjective and for the most part do not occur in this density. So this is very interesting material and very useful as a standard by which to compare a lot of the UFO research community material on contact. So, you know, go to a UFO conference or go to a UFO site and you'll see many, many experiences of contact. Is it positive contact? Is it negative contact? Usually people are not so clear. Abduction is one type. Landed craft is a type. Visions is a type. Dream experience is a type. But there's a clear distinction between positive and negative. And that's one of the themes we're going to explore here. So Ra's perspective is that although there are many different methods used to awaken wanderers, the center, meaning the prime requirement for the Confederation, is to A, avoid causing fear, and B, to maximize the potential for an understandable experience, meaning an understandable personal experience, subjective. Meaning that the contactee knows what it means. The method of contact, the symbolism, the experience of contact itself, and the narrative would have meaning for the person who has it, although its meaning may be different for somebody else with a similar set of experiences. This is very very, very important to know because, first of all, it's like dream interpretation. When I dream of an ocean, it may not have the same meaning as it does to you and in the book of dream symbols, it may not fit the standard definition. Likewise, a direct Confederation Wanderer contact is very personal experience, and therefore the method used to determine the meaning is best for that person to do by inner work, meditation, self-reflection, some kind of inner contemplation. What did this mean to me? And going to an expert may not necessarily give an answer. But clearly what we see is that the Confederation intends to not cause fear. Now, there are channels who say, in fact, I think Bashar or Lisa Royal, Germain, or the Zetas through Nancy Leader, things like, well, if you have fear, it's your problem. They don't understand human emotions, and they're just trying to wake you up. Well, I don't believe that. And my own positive contacts were without fear and were quite clearly understandable. And I've had some negative contacts, and they very much involved fear or involved desire to cause fear or terror or trauma, violation, infringement, dot, dot, dot. And it's very important to know that if the experience had fear and a sense of infringement, then it pretty clearly was negative. And later on in this PDF, we'll go on, it's actually section 6, Ra says, if there's fear and doom, this is on page 10, if there's fear and doom, the contact was quite likely negative. If the result is hope, friendly feelings, and an awakening of positive feeling of purposeful service to others, the marks of Confederation contact are evident. Ra said that the Confederation will only contact wanderers, not 3D natives. 3D natives, or people who are not wanderers, have other guides and helpers, of course, a higher self, angels, other beings who could certainly help them through direct contact in sleep or daytime for spiritual assistance. But for the Confederation, their only points of contact directly are wanderers. And a Confederation contact is quite clearly positive and beneficial and uplifting. It's interesting that some occur during waking hours. Now, that may be a sighting. That may be a vision. That may be a synchronicity. It's hard to say. But people, wanderers, do get very unusual contact from the Confederation in waking times. In you know, like you look across the street and you see somebody and you have this sort of joyous feeling, and somehow you come back to yourself. That's part of what Confederation contact is about, is coming back home. It's a greeting from home. Later in the Ra material, Don asked Ra about, I think, his Aunt Carla's experiences as a child seeing a colored ball of light, a colored sphere in their room. And I've heard from other people who said they saw balls of light in their room. And I said to the people who asked, what Ra said, which is, these are greetings from home. They're basically wishing you goodwill, wishing you well from home. And your homies look like colored spheres of light, or white sphere of light. That's what a higher dimensional body may manifest as in a Confederation vision contact. So that's very interesting. And the purpose of that is basically to help us remember who we are and make peace with being here and continue on with our mission, our work, which is service to others. So that's very interesting. They also say that, you know, the subconscious expectations of the wanderers do shape the nature of the Confederation contact, this is all in thought form. So it's, Ross says, they are not occurring in this density. Now, does that mean they're occurring in third density time-space, meaning the inner planes, astral plane, or they're occurring in fourth or fifth density, or sixth? I'm not sure. But they're certainly not physical, generally, these Confederation contacts. So you may see something physically, but it may not actually be occurring in the physical, meaning others couldn't see it. That's also unusual. So if the Wanderer expects a physical exam, right, typical negative contact scenario, then it will be experienced. but the purpose, the great desire of the Confederation is to make sure there's no fear or alarm or discomfort. And so if a Wanderer expects rough treatment, in respecting their free will, the Confederation, that for another reason or for some aspect of that higher self agreement, right, the agreement between the Wanderer and the Confederation to have a contact, the nature of the contact has to respect the free will of the Wanderer, which is the way of positive contact, respecting free will, and they would then have to do some kind of physical exam or make it look like what the Wanderer expected, which is kind of funny, which is like, if you expect to be poorly treated, your angels and guides may have to give you some of that experience without causing fear or discomfort. It's a little bit ironic, actually. So they also say that Confederation craft, meaning, you know, ships coming on down, like Ra in Egypt in previous times or in Central America, and also in many other places with indigenous groups, that kind of contact is rare. Generally, it's a thought form contact, and these are, again, subjective and are really only in... only, you know, they're for your eyes only, meaning for the Wanderer, him or herself, which also, you know, gives you a sense of comparing to Stephen Greer, Operation SETI, where they vector in the craft with lights and protocol. Would positive ships, would Confederation ships even do that? Their prime directive is, you know, non-infringement on free will. If that group includes somebody who's not a Wanderer, would the Confederation make appearance? I don't think so. Would the Confederation make appearance to a group in, you know, where everybody's a Wanderer, but they're using basically some kind of mechanical and psychic means to cause a contact? Personally, I don't think so either. So then, who's being vectored in? It's up to you to figure that out. But I wouldn't trust such a methodology. In general, the Confederation contacts, I would think that it's not really in general, but absolutely, they contact Wanderers only according to a requirement at the higher self level of that Wanderer. So anyway, let's open this up for questions. We're going to go even further with this in this discussion. But any questions at this point, this intro to Wander Confederation contact? Can one ask to be contacted? Yes, Karen asks. Yes, you can ask to be contacted. In general, it's the strength of the need for contact, the sincerity of the call that determines what will happen. If your calling is sincere and the force of will is strong and it's a genuine need, not for entertainment, then it's possible. If, however, it's to get some information that you would be better to